Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's a little toasty. My gosh, like 80 degrees. Well, I mean, we came through winter, right? Wasn't that yesterday? Today it's 80. Tomorrow's going to be 80. And then, I don't know. I'm not looking that far ahead. I don't want to look that far ahead. All right, I have to look a little bit ahead because I know we've got great people like Chris Ruddy, the guy who created Newsmax. That's how you know him. I just know him as Chris because I've known him forever. Bill O'Reilly, who you know, well, we all know as Mr. O'Reilly. And then Dinesh D'Souza. That's all coming up over the next couple of days as we lead into the election on Tuesday. I think that despite the best protestations from the leftists, there's no way to spin this one. There's just no way to spin this one. Joe Biden does think we're trash. You know what's weird? You may be surprised by that. I'm not.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. See, I am not the least bit surprised. I guess, am I surprised that he said, quote, the quiet part out loud? Well, I think he's at a point, not just in terms of his cognitive decline, but also because he is so bitter, as he should be, and his wife, the Queen, Dr. Jill Biden, is absolutely bitter and livid that the very people who were propping him up all these years shivved him in the back. Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer and Barack Obama, boy, they couldn't stab him in the back enough. And they couldn't push him over the side of the cliff fast enough. So I think there is a part of this where Dr. Jill Biden has said, blank them. Would Joe Biden have lost all on his own? Oh, yeah. There's no question in my mind he would have lost. Is Kamala Harris poised to lose? I think she is, yeah. I have a bet going with my oldest son. And it's not a really like big detailed involved bet. I just said to him, I said, my sense is that not only does Donald Trump win, but that Donald Trump gets a 300 plus electoral votes. That would be my, again, I don't do predictions. But if I were to do a prediction, that would be the prediction I would do. But I don't want it to keep anybody from voting. So don't pay too much attention to it. I'm just sharing it like as an inner thought. And I bet a dollar with my son. I told you it wasn't a big bet. It's $1. And I don't know that he'll even pay up the dollar, but it'll be nice to have him lose. So that's where I am. So I'm not up. I know I'm not surprised. I guess I'm not really all that upset that Joe Biden referred to me as garbage and referred to you as garbage. I've tried to share this with people for years. And there have been many people who simply have not wanted to have this information in their mind. They really, honestly, people just didn't want to know. They didn't want to think about it. They did not want to even bring themselves to the point where they could acknowledge that this is how the left feels about them. But this is how the left feels about them. And you make no mistake about it, it is how the left feels about you, and they've always felt that way about you. They may have couched it in nicer terms, but you make no mistake, that is exactly how they feel about you. And behind closed doors, let me tell you, it's even worse. Behind closed doors, when they think they might be amongst their own, when they think that there are people who kind of sort of go along with them, it's even worse. What's the motivation? That's a good question. What is the motivation? Their motivation is pretty simple. They love power. They love control. And in some way, I think they see themselves as benevolent. They look at you, they look at me, and they believe that we are garbage, as we've heard, but they think we're not very smart. And they know how smart they are. And as a result, they know what should be done for us, to us. Take a listen to President Trump after he heard about the Biden comment. Cut number three.
So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable, and then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable, that didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know, you have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said.
You know, here's a weird part of the whole exchange as it involves President Trump. I do think that when push comes to shove, as much as Joe Biden hates Donald Trump, he likes him a little bit more than he likes Kamala Harris and the rest of the leftists at this point. I think he could see himself maybe not being friends with Donald Trump, but at least existing on the same planet, even though he has many times talked about taking out Donald Trump. I mean, you know he's done that, right? How about Tampon Tim Walz? Remember him playing the part of the vice presidential candidate this time? Also, apparently living down by the river in a van, but he was asked about all of the nasty stuff. And believe it or not, it's ABC News that's asking the question. It's NBC News asking the question. It's all of those legacy news media questioners sort of kind of skirting it. But CBS actually, well, you just have to hear it. Cut number five.
I want to put it into a larger context of your recent comment comparing the Sunday Trump rally to a Nazi rally. And I would also throw in there Obama's bitter clingers, guns and religion comment from a while back, the deplorable line from Hillary Clinton's campaign, and the way that Democrats are seen by some voters as disrespecting them. And I have to ask, does that undercut this closing message of unity from your campaign?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we don't have his answer? Well, here, let me share it with you. I don't know what happened there. His answer is, nah. Not even a full word. No, it really isn't. It's not a word, let alone a sentence, let alone a paragraph, let alone a full coherent thought. No, it's just a sound. Nah. Not that you missed anything, but that's exactly what he has to say. So all of that taken together, all of these assaults on you, all of these insults of you, and they still don't think there's anything wrong with it. Kamala Harris wants you to believe that she had a conversation with Joe Biden just last night. But you know what? The garbage comment didn't come up. There's a part of me that says, oh my gosh, you're lying again. And then there's a part of me that says, maybe you're finally telling the truth. Maybe it's just not that big a deal for you. Right, if the left is already of the mindset that you are garbage, when one of their own says the quiet part out loud, are they going to be overly upset or outraged that it was said? Or do they just think, well, you know, those garbage people, I mean, they're garbage anyway. they probably don't even understand what was said. So probably no harm, no foul. I don't know that this makes an election or breaks a candidacy. I really don't. But I think it is a great reminder of who they are and what they think. And what they think about you. And what they think about me. There are differences between us. I don't care. I know people who do care. And those are people who are very upset today. They're hurt. I mean, honestly, their feelings are legitimately hurt as they begin to consider that the president of the United States thinks that they're garbage. My feelings are not hurt because I don't care. And it's not that I'm an unfeeling person. It's just that I long ago gave up caring what certain people think about certain things. When you know who your enemy is, when you know who is not on your side, then you just realize, okay, we'll just move on with life, right? We'll get along, move along. And that's kind of how I feel on this one. I didn't get all worked up into a tizzy. In fact, I felt somewhat amused thinking, well, today's the day I get to share as much Oscar the Grouch as is humanly possible. See, there is an upside to all of this. Coming up at 5:05, Jason Miaras, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be with us. Looking forward to chatting with him. We've got Chris Ruddy tomorrow, the man who created Newsmax. We've got Bill O'Reilly next week, Dinesh D'Souza. Tomorrow morning, John Reed is going to be here. I missed John's show this morning. Did he announce he's running for lieutenant governor this morning? Because I haven't seen a news story yet, so I'm going to assume he didn't, which means tomorrow at 6 a.m., he might very well announce it. Well, I'll be listening. I'll guarantee you that. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.